Have you finished that? Oh, that is gross. I have been evicted out of bed by none other than a dead fish head. It's 1:40 a.m. before the clocks go back. Ah. Oh. See what it's doing outside. I just heard a couple of people letting off fireworks. Is it raining? No, it's just wind and an aeroplane and me. Obi bought some mackerel from a fish shop. Three fish he bought. And he put them in the freezer the other day, and today he took them out because he wanted them. I didn't want any, and the kids, Ronan was over his, well, no, we're not over his dad's, his auntie's, but he came home and had something else, and Connor went out and had something to eat out. And I didn't fancy these fish because they had to be de-headed and deboned and everything. Now, in Nigeria, people eat the cooked fish heads. But he decided that as a nice treat, he would give one to Wakabubu raw. So he put it in his dish in their room. And when he went back a bit later, Wakabubu was sitting next to his dish and it was empty and he was licking his lips. We thought he'd eaten it. Okay, so I fed the cats as normal, fed the dogs. The evening proceeded. We went to bed. I was in bed, not sleeping, and Lammy got up from out under the bed, and then he wanted to go out because he doesn't always come downstairs. If Obi takes Niall out at bedtime, then Lammy doesn't come down because he only comes down when I do most of the time, unless he's really desperate to go. So often I have to get up after bedtime and let him out. So I came down, let him out. I went to the kitchen to get a drink, had a drink of milk. Came back, let him in, went back upstairs, got in bed. And suddenly I smelt the unmistakable smell of raw fish. And I thought, is it on my hands? Have I touched something down there? But Obi had cleaned all the worktops and everything afterwards and got rid of all the debris. I thought, is it on the towel? Has he wiped his hands on the towel with, or, you know... Mackerel's got a very strong smell. Then suddenly I heard from under the bed in the basket, that's Lammy chewing raw fish head. And believe me when I tell you, the smell is absolutely disgusting. It's not even like normal fish. It's like mackerel, which has a very distinct smell. And raw mackerel, actually, I don't really like the smell of at all. It's made me feel really nauseous and I've had to come down. I've just put my grandfather clock back and wound it up. And then I noticed that it was already back an hour, so I think Connor must have done it. He didn't wind it up though. So I had to put it forward again. I don't know when I fancy going back upstairs now, and I don't know how long it's going to take him to eat that thing. With all the brains and the eyes and the scales and the bone and everything. But he's really enjoying it. Oh dear. I don't like it. I'm going to make myself a cup of peppermint tea. That's good for nausea. The smell of that really has turned my stomach. I'm not exaggerating when I say that. It has. There's not much that... Oh, I feel like I can smell it everywhere now. It's worse than Obi's soup. Actually, the funny thing about Obi's soup was he's had it again since then and it doesn't smell horrible at all. I don't know why it did that first time. Whether it got mixed up with something else that had been cooked in the microwave and the fumes were still in there, I don't know. But the last few times he had it, it was fine. Thank you.
I'm not very impressed with Landy, and I'm even less impressed with Chief Akabubu. What sort of a cat is he not to eat that fish head? For goodness sake, what sort of a cat is he? He's a wuss. Niall didn't get it when he went out, but he goes out with a supervision, so it maybe it was on the grass, and he doesn't go on the grass because he goes to his pen. Now, where's my peppermint tea bag? There they are. Oh dear, I don't think I'm going to get a lot of sleep, and to cap it all, it's the worst night of the year for being awake, because you get an extra hour. Most people enjoy that, but I'm afraid I don't. I've begun to get the little bit of creeping back of the not sleeping again the last few nights. Oh, it's not ideal. It's not good. And a dead fish head is no way to be rudely evicted from bed, because his basket is right underneath the head of the bed, the side where I sleep, so it's wafting up. And I woke Obi up and I said, I think he's eating that dead fish head. And he said, well, we can't get it off of him. It's not going to do him any harm. And I said, well, what if it kills him? He said, who's ever heard of a dog dying from eating a fish head? So I think that is a bit dramatic. But he didn't like the smell. He said, it's disgusting, but I think he's gone back to sleep. So that bit you heard at the beginning, if you heard it, I don't know if it came out, was him crunching lammy. That is, crunching a dead fish head, a raw one. Myself on the steam of the kettle. Don't know why that was. It came out the back of me, but I don't usually burn myself. So, yes, I'm awake. Awake, awake, awake. And not very pleased about it. Candice hasn't come in either. I'm sure she would have eaten it if she'd have found it. I'm just going to call her and see if she's going to come in. Put my tea on the table. Oh, what a thing, honestly. These animals are a pain in the arse at times. Candice! 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 Sign of her. She's probably hunting, but not fish, I hope. I don't like them being out at night, to be honest, because you know, lots of things can happen to them. Plus the fact that we're in a cul-de-sac, but it's off of a main road, and I've woken Pinky up now, and the main road goes very quiet at night, so it could be misleading for a cat to go across it. And then, you know, if a car comes suddenly out of the blue, you know, that's when animals get run over. In the daytime, when there's a constant flow of traffic, they will often not go near the road. But it's absolutely dead this time of night. There's not a sound on it. And me and Obi saw a fox that had just been run over once, coming back from a walk. And then we saw another one, was probably a relative of that one, come to dash out from the side of the road. And that almost got hit. The car swerved and it ran back in. But, excuse me. Oh, dear. I didn't expect this to happen. I'm sure I didn't. I might find myself catching up with my octavas in a minute. I'll have to go and get my laptop and speakers down because, quite honestly, I feel kind of bloated as well. I didn't eat a lot tonight. Is that him coming down now?
it is. If he comes near me, he's going to stink. I remember once years ago, he actually got some... There was some salmon that we hadn't eaten, and it'd gone past its sell-by date in the fridge. This was years ago when I was still married to my ex. And somehow he ended up getting it out the bin or out of a rubbish bag in the garden, and he ate it and he ate some of it. Absolutely stunk. He seems to have a penchant for raw fish. He's rolling on the stairs now. He's really pleased with himself on the landing. He's going to come down and jump up next to me. How can I move? Here he comes. He's rolling again. He does that when he's really pleased with himself. I hope it's not going to make him sick, because the mackerel is very rich with the oil and everything. He's eating fish brains. Oh. He's gone to the kitchen. He doesn't know I'm here. Look, he's gone to the kitchen. And he's come back out. He doesn't know where I am because it's dark. He's rolling on the floor again. I don't think he knows where I am yet. If he's trying to get the smell of it off of himself, he's going to have another thing coming. Go to sleep, Pinky. He doesn't know where I am. He's gone to the kitchen again. He can smell me. That sounds bad, you know what I mean. He's gone to the kitchen. He might have gone to get a drink this time. He's not getting a drink. He doesn't know where I am, though. He still doesn't know where I am. Hello? He went to the cat's door. He's gone over to Niall now. I'm here. I think he's seen me now. He's up next to me. I don't know if I want you next to me, you stinker. Don't lick me, please. Don't think you're going to find any more of that. Obi had two of the mackerel. There's one left in the fridge. Maybe he was looking around for the next head. He's sitting down next to me now. I can't smell anything at the moment. Oh, yes, I can. And he's just opened his mouth. Oh, for goodness sake. This is putrid. I can hear some music come. Oh, it's my radio in the bedroom. I'm just going to see if Candy's... Don't think you're going out there again. There's no more out there. Stay there. Candy's! Sometimes if I call her, I'll give her 5 minutes and then I'll go out and she's out there, but she's got no intention of coming in. Oh, dear. Mind out of the way, please. I'm not very pleased with you. Go away. You do smell horribly of fish. It's not very pleasant to behold. Anyway. I hope you don't get a cough now. I don't want you to get any fish bones stuck in your throat. He's rolling all over the floor. He's very pleased with himself about something. He had a lucky find. A discarded, probably half-eaten fish head. Anyway, audio boo, I'm off. I'm sure you don't want any more of these gross details, and neither do I.